Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima. The morning news read by Catholeno. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch the Karma Yogi Sapta, National Learning Week, NLW, today in New Delhi. During the week, each Karma Yogi will commit to achieving a target of at least 4 hours of competency-linked learning. NLW will be dedicated to learning through various forms of engagement by individual participants and ministries, departments, and organizations. The participants may complete the targeted hours through a mix of individual role-based modules on IGOT, webinars, public lectures, and policy masterclasses by eminent persons. India has dispatched the first tranche of 11 tons of medical supplies yesterday for the humanitarian assistance to Lebanon as Israel continues its strikes against terrorist group Hezbollah. A total of 33 tons of medical supplies are being sent. The consignment comprises a wide range of pharmaceutical products including radiovascular medications, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, anti-inflammatory agents, antibiotics, and anesthetics. India also sent the first consignment of 12 hemodialysis machines with portable RO units departed from Pipavav for Port Moresby, Papua New Guinea. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will be visiting aspirational Kiffire district of Nagaland for the credit outreach program to be organized by banks and other financial institutions. Her visit is scheduled from 28th to 30th of next month. In this regard, Principal Secretary and Development Commissioner R. Ramakrishnan has asked the concerned departments to actively involve and take necessary actions and preparations for the event. He also directed the Deputy Commissioner of Kiffire District to extend all possible support in organizing the credit outreach program in the district. The government has extended the deadline for meritorious students on the National Scholarship Portal for the year 2024-25, to 31st of this month. Under the National Means-Cum-Merit Scholarship Scheme, scholarships are awarded to meritorious students from economically weaker sections to prevent their dropout after the elementary level, which is Class 8. The National Scholarship Portal has been open for submission of applications by students since June 30 of this year. The scheme provides 1 lakh fresh scholarships every year for Class 9 students who pass the qualifying exam conducted by the state and union territory governments. The scheme is applicable only to students studying in the state government, government-aided and local body schools. The scholarship amount is 12,000 rupees per annum per student. Department of Animal Husbandry and Veterinary Services has reported cases of mortality of pigs due to outbreak of African swine fever in Kithara village, Tsemenu. Following the report, Deputy Commissioner Tsemenu Rohit Singh ordered the restriction of movement of pigs or pork in the infected zone, that is 1 kilometer radius of the village. The advisory order also prohibited the slaughter, sale of pigs or pork in the infected zone. While closely monitoring in the surveillance zone of 9 km outside the infected zone, it also instructed for proper disposal of dead animals by deep burial or incineration within the infected zone. The advisory measures are being enforced under Section 6(1) of the Production and Control of Infection and Contagious Diseases in Animals Act 2009 in order to contain the spread of the disease. Deputy Commissioner Mokchun Tsuvisie Poji has granted the permission to JKM Infraworks LLP Guwahati, Assam to carry out blasting of stone for widening of road at the construction site of 2 lane between DEF Police Church to Yin Sam Yong. The operational work will take place at Angyak Tiong Tse River area tomorrow between 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. The deputy commissioner said the contractor should ensure safety and security of the life and property of public using the road. The company should follow all the relevant rules of the Explosives Act, Rule 2008. And a statewide mass social work will be conducted across the districts on 21st of October. In Kohima, the social work will commence from 8 a.m. onwards, while in Dimapur and Tuengsang, it will start at 6 a.m. and Mawokchun at 7 a.m. The social work will be conducted with the active participation of all government employees, offices, local bodies, NGOs, and public and general public. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Have a nice day.